Welcome. I'm Amy, the administrative coordinator here at IDAF Events, and I have with me Daphne Kirkwood, amazing race director and owner of IDAF Events.
Thank you, Amy. I think you're amazing too. And we are just coming off of the Black Bear Half and 8K, and it was beautiful fall, cool weather. So we're excited to step into our trick or trail, fun and festive Halloween themed race coming up here soon, quickly. Yeah. And it's just the perfect running weather.
Yes, you know what cold weather does for me. Oh, I love it.
Yes, Elsa. Yes, we know.
Favorite running weather. Yes, yes. And that also means it's time for another one of my favorite races. That is the Trick or Trail 5K coming up Saturday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. And we have a brand new time and location this year.
Yeah, the race is moving. DuPont is working on their parking lot this fall. And so we weren't able to get a permit for having the race out there this year. You know what? We were like, let's just switch it up a little bit. Or how about a lot? So totally different venue. It's going to be part of the farmers market in Hendersonville, which is really fun if you haven't been. They have lots of really cool local vendors that are there. It's right on in the historic 7th Avenue District on Maple Street. And they always just do a great job. It's by the train depot. The whole block is shut down. So it will be so much fun with costumes, decorations, candy, snacks, food. So bring some cash for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. And so we're going to start downtown near the train depot. What time are we going to start?
Yep. So usually this race starts at night, but it's going to be a daytime race this year at 10 a.m. So we feel like that's pretty reasonable. It'll be a perfect time to run. So 10 a.m. is the start time and it's a mass start. Everybody starts together.
Okay, great. And what can we expect for the new course this year?
I love the new course. I feel like it has great variety to it. Hopefully you guys will feel the same way. You get to run from the farmer's market by Neyland's Feed. That's where the start is at. And you will run through historic 7th Avenue District and by Sullivan's Park, which is near, you know, where all this is taking place. And then folks will get onto the Ocklawaha Greenway, which we ran on for the Black Bear Half. And they will be on the Greenway for a short period of time. They'll cross 7th Avenue and they will take a Greenway path that takes them over to Jackson Park. And then once they get to Jackson Park, they'll cross the road and there's a trail in the woods. We had to have trail. It's trick or trail, right?
Of course.
So there is a trail in the woods. It's mostly paved and it's a little more rugged. Some roots are coming up. It's more of a trail type surface. And so they'll run on that and then do a little loop. And then they'll head out of Jackson Park back to Neyland's Feed for the finish. So it's a 5K. It's 3.1 miles. So it'll be somewhat quick. The elevation gain and loss is only about 100 feet. So it's relatively easy, I would say, easy-ish for a Western North Carolina race. So I'm actually excited to see how fast somebody can do this course, given, you know, what they're doing. But I think the scenery is going to be absolutely stunning with the fall leaves, the variety that people will get to see and enjoy. We'll just keep everything really interesting. So even if people want to walk the entire thing and they don't want to run it, I think that they'll really enjoy the course.
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous. The scenery, our colors are really starting to pop right now. So it's going to be exciting. I love that we get to run through you get some of the historic part of Hendersonville and the beautiful scenery on the Ocklawaha Greenway. How about strollers?
We are on some narrow greenway paths, as well as that trail that I just talked about, this rugged. I would say just be aware of that, as well as regular traffic that will be on the open roads, because they're not closed to traffic. We'll leave it up to people as far as that they want to do with a stroller or not, but I wouldn't say it's the best stroller surfaces or environment for a race. So yeah.
All right. How about the furry friends? Is it dog friendly?
Behaved, leash dogs and pick up your poop, please, are welcome and allowed. But if you're not going to break records with your dog, please stay more towards the back of the pack when you start the race. And if you're going to stroller and walk with your kids, get to the back, and that'll just help everybody to have a much better experience.
Gotcha. All right. Perfect. And when can we pick up our race packets? Oh, wait, I think I might
answer know that to one.
We have been offering a ship swag option for a couple of years now. And that's where you have the opportunity to get your race bib and shirt if you purchase one, or if you get the free one before a deadline. However, the shirts are get that shipped to you. And then you don't have to attend a packet pickup session. So you just show up on race morning and you're ready to hit the start line and go. I think the deadline has already passed for Trick or Trail, but good to think about for the next event that you run. So you have the options always there. Super convenient. A lot of people take advantage of it. And really, it's really caught on and people love it. So that being said, we don't have a packet pickup the day before the race. It is on race day and it will be from 8:30 to 9:30. That morning near the start finish line, and that's going to be close to Neyland's feed.
Yeah. So folks need to make sure that they allow enough time if they're going to grab their stuff and go back to their cars. And we'll talk about where parking is in a minute. Leave plenty of time. Don't show up at 9:30 and then get your stuff, wait in line, and then get back to your car and try to make it to the start line at 10. It's just so stressful. So leave yourself plenty of time. And Amy is going to race this race as well. 9:30 is the cutoff for packet pickup. FYI. So you guys come get your stuff and then relax a little bit. The farmer's market will be open so you can mill around.
That's great. Yay. Okay. And can folks still register on race weekend?
Yep. We don't have a sellout number for this event. So folks should be able to register right up until that 9:30 a.m. cutoff on race day. We won't shut anything down online.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. And you mentioned parking. What about parking on race day? What are our options for parking?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention one more thing about packet pickup and registration too. We don't use paper forms anymore, Amy. And sometimes folks show up and they want to have a paper form and we just don't have them. The waivers are all online now. It's all built into our timing system. And before you even show up to packet pickup or to registration, just pull your phone out and register online, because that's what we're going to have you do when you show up at that table. So I just wanted to mention that too.
Yes, definitely. Good to know.
Yeah. So parking, there is no parking at all over on Maple Street by the farmer's market. It's going to be very busy and congested in that area. I wouldn't try to come over to Maple Street or Neyland's Feed and Seed to find parking, because there just isn't. You'll be circling around. The most convenient and easy access parking to get to the start line is going to be at the Henderson County Courthouse. That's on Grove Street. There's tons of parking over there. If for some reason that parking lot gets full, the parking lot that's at Home Trust Bank, which is on 6th Avenue, is also convenient and nearby, as well as the Hendersonville Presbyterian Church, which is on Grove Street. There is street parking on 5th Avenue, not right next to Maple Street, but there is some a little further down, but that might be taken by the time you get there. There's also parking lots in the city of Hendersonville that are close to Main Street, which is only a couple blocks away. It's very convenient. The Azalea parking lot is a parking lot that's next to North King and 4th Avenue. So just over from 5th, and that's also an easy place to park. So lots of good parking options, but I would definitely suggest checking the courthouse parking lot first.
Okay, perfect. Great. And the question every runner wants to know, what about restrooms?
Yeah, we won't have restrooms, but we'll have porta-johns.
Okay.
And they will be near where packet pickup is at and the start and finish line. We'll have everything all in that same area.
Great. Okay. We talked a little bit about the course already.
Yeah.
What about the running surface? Is there, I think you mentioned one part that was through the woods. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would just say we're going to blow off the surfaces, the greenways and stuff like that for footing purposes, but there might be occasional twigs and leaves falling and nuts and things like that. So just be aware. But yeah, it's mostly a paved surface. And like I said, that one part of the trail is going to be the most, I would say, technical, but it's not even a dirt surface. It's still paved. It's just an old paved surface. So yeah, that's it.
Okay. So no tricky spots or anything really to watch for.
No, just pay attention to the signs and the course markings. We say it every time. And I think every race, we have people that come to us and say, we followed somebody and they went the wrong way. It's part of the problem, I think, is people have headphones on and just get in their zone. And I love headphones. I love music. So I'm not telling you don't bring them, but turn it down, because if there's volunteers and they're saying something to you, you're not hearing them. And then you blame us for you not hearing. The other thing is, we have Ride with GPS. We have the route. It's out there. Go check it out ahead of time. You can walk it, bike it, run it, but be familiar with where you're going. It is a first time event, so people haven't seen it before. So it's going to be new for everybody, and just do your part to know where you're going. We will have it very well marked. We'll have volunteers. We'll have all of those things, but you also have to take some personal responsibility to know the course as well.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Anybody who has ever participated in one of your events knows there is almost always a stinker hill. Do we have a stinker hill in this one?
I must say the first mile is going to be really fast. You'll start out flat. You'll run flat surface by White Duck, and then you're going to go downhill on 7th Avenue. And those legs are going to be churning pretty quickly for that first mile to get to the greenway. And even from mile 1 to 2, it's going to be pretty fast. The only hill that I can really think of on the course, and it's not even, I don't think, that terrible, it's very short, is when you're coming out of Jackson Park, the exit of Jackson Park. And it's probably about mile 2.6 or 2.7. Short, steep. That's it. So that's the little stinker.
Short, we can do. It's okay. Yeah. As long as it's short. Okay. All right. How about water stations? A shorter distance, not one of the long races, but do we have a water station?
We do. Boys and Girls Club, which is on the course or by the course, they are going to set up a station at Sullivan's Park. And so that's a little bit before mile 1, a little bit earlier on than we would typically do a 5K water station. But we really want to highlight the area that Boys and Girls Club is in, and they're going to be out there serving up that water. So if you feel like you need something later on in the race, like mile 2 or 2.5, bring it with you. There's portable water options now. Just take that with you.
Awesome. Okay. And how about spectators? Is there a good place for them to hang out to watch for everybody?
I would say the start finish. They're going to have stuff to do at the farmer's market while they're waiting. So I personally don't think they need to be trying to move around and see people on the course. I think it just congests things for a 5K and makes things a little more difficult. Your runner will probably be back pretty quickly. So I think the start finish is definitely the best spot.
Yeah, it sounds like this is going to be a pretty fast course. So it's going to be a quick one.
Yes.
How about a photographer? Is there going to be someone taking photos out on the race course?
Yeah, we have been striving to have a photographer at every single one of our races. We just can't promise that everybody's going to have their own personal photo. We'll do our best. But if you want your own personal photo, have somebody there to take pictures of yourself, a friend, family member, take your selfies, that sort of thing. And then always share them with us on Instagram at IDAF events. The day of the event, we try to reshare a lot of your photos. So definitely do that too.
Cool. Okay. What about awards and prizes? Will there be an award ceremony?
Yes, we will do an award ceremony close to the start finish area. That'll be around 11:30. It might be a little bit earlier than that. We'll try to wait for the majority of the people to come through and finish. But if you feel like you're going to get an age group or an overall award, just stick around. And we will have Fleet Feet gift certificates for the overall winners like we typically do. And then we have some pretty cool pint glasses this year that I know Amy's excited about maybe getting one.
Yeah, they're really cool.
We'll post those up on social media so that folks can see what they look like.
Yeah, they're really awesome. Very unique too. Okay, how about a costume contest? I'm hearing some chatter about that.
Yeah, every year we try to do a theme with the race. Last year was classic Disney. We've done a Dalmatian theme before. So this year, because we're part of the farmers market, we thought, oh my goodness, like how fun will it be to do a farming theme? So costumes are highly encouraged. In fact, our team is personally, we're all working on our costumes. And so we will have some awesome prizes, some pottery bowls, or you can pick a pint glass if you want that instead for the winners. But just some ideas. Let's give them some ideas, Amy, for costume stuff because it's fun.
So
let's think of like farm animals, first of all.
Yes.
Oat was one that was mentioned, right?
Yes. And you mentioned you have a niece that's already thinking about a her pig costume.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I hear we might have a farm animal there in a costume.
Yeah, maybe a donkey.
Okay.
We definitely need a donkey.
There we go.
Every farm needs a donkey. But then also think about fruits and vegetables, right?
Veggie costumes. They're always big. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some ideas for you guys. Hey, Amy, what are the costume contest prize winner categories that we have so that people can also be thinking about that?
Yes. Okay. So we have overall best dressed kids costume.
Okay.
We have the best dressed farm themed costume. And then we have the best dressed farm theme for like a friends and family. If you have a couple friends and you want to do it together, or you're a family and you're participating together as a family, then we're going to have a category for the best group of friends or family. So motivation to participate there.
So like maybe a scarecrow with a farmer and a crow or something.
Absolutely.
Like a group like that. Okay. That would be fun. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess we should just reiterate too that this is not just for kids costume contest. This is
definitely like, not. No,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
The adults get to have fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what people come up with. Yeah. That'll be really fun.
Yes, that's going to be exciting. And along that line, we do have special pricing for kids 12 and under and something special at the finish line.
Yes, we do. So kids 12 and under, they do get discounted pricing because we really want families to come. And grandparents, bring your grandkids. Like this is the perfect event. Walk with them. They don't have to run the whole thing. We just want to keep people moving in our communities. If you're not a runner, it's okay. Come walk. We have cool color changing Run Local cups that we're going to fill up with some yummy candy for the kids that are 12 and under so they can get those at the finish line.
Yay. Okay. And they are pretty cool. They do change colors, stuff like that. It's the little things that make me happy.
Of course.
Okay. What if someone's thinking about doing this and, oh man, I have to work or my travel plans have changed. Do we have a virtual option?
Yes, we have continued with the virtual races and we'll have it for this one too. You can submit your stuff online. You can still be part of the fun and the action. So yes, we do have that option. If something comes up, you get sick, you have to go out of town for an emergency, you can switch that entry and you can just email support@idaf.net to get help with that.
Perfect. All right. And our races typically have a charity or a nonprofit partner for each of our events. Who are we helping out this year?
We have some great ones and we want to give them so much love and support through this event. So definitely when you're signing up, give a little donation, pick one of them that you really want to help out. We're raising money for the Friends of Downtown Hendersonville for their SNAP program, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's, I don't really honestly think I had heard of that until we started talking about this with this. So they're raising funds to support their Double SNAP program, which provides increased access to fresh local food at the Hendersonville Farmers Market. And this contribution that you can make makes it affordable for members who participate in the program to get this food. And it helps low-income shoppers help their dollars to go further while helping farmers at the same time.
So yeah.
It's a Two for one.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, there's ways to give. The best way is online through Race Roster, and those donations go straight to them. We don't see a penny of it. So donate there. Also, you can go back in and donate after you've registered. That's always an option too. And then there's Friends of DuPont, which has been, they've been part of the race for years. And even though we're not at DuPont this year, they still wanted to be part of it. And we wanted to support them and all the efforts that they do to keep and maintain the beautiful DuPont trails. They do tons of work out there all the time. So these funds help them to do that and keep that beautiful so we can enjoy them. And then finally, a new one to us this year is the Boys and Girls Club of Henderson County. The place that I went and toured it there, it's phenomenal. What a resource for Hendersonville for youth and kids and families. It is such a cool place. And I asked them, what is your biggest need? And they said, we really go through art supplies so quickly, and we really need a fresh set of art supplies. So we have a list of those things on social media. They're on Race Roster and the website. So we'll have a donation bin at Packet Pickup for you guys to put these in. And our goal is to collect 100 of these items. So if everybody brings one, we'll collect more than that, which would be amazing. But some of the things that they need is paint, watercolor paint, tempera paint, cardstock or construction paint, melty beads, Ziploc bags, number 2 pencils, disinfectant wipes, tissues, markers, and markers are like the Crayola, the Sharpie, the Expo markers, all of those things. And then they could use like jewelry and craft beads too for some of their craft times after school. As you're out shopping in the next week or so, pick some of those things up and bring them. We would really love to be able to contribute to them.
Yeah, and those are pretty easy things to get your hands on and find now too. So
yeah,
that's absolutely great. Is there anything else happening on race day that folks need to know about?
Oh my goodness. There's a whole list.
Yay.
So the farmer's market, I was looking over the vendors that are going to be there on race day. The pretzel bus is going to be there with the homemade pretzels.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah. There's going to be flowers there. There's going to be all kinds of farms, pasta noodles, kettle corn, soaps. There's so many to even read right now, but there's just so many options. There's, let me see if there's anything else I haven't really said in that category. There's a creamery that's going to be there. Definitely mill around, walk around, enjoy all of the localness that's going to be there. So it's going to be awesome.
I'm already smelling the kettle corn.
Yeah. Oh, and then on top of that, just the race vendors and sponsors that we'll have. Yoga and massage will be there doing the massages like they normally are. Journey PT will be there with injury screenings. If you have something that's nagging you, he's going to be great to talk to. Bare Bones Brewhouse will have some coffee. And then of course we have tons of race merchandise this time of year, some new stuff that people will just want to get their hands on too.
Yes, people were super excited at the Black Bear to see some of the new merchandise that we have. We have the new Run Local hoodies. We have the long, because fall, you want something warm and cozy. So we'll have those new hoodies. We have the long sleeve Run Local shirts, which I have on right now. Super soft, super comfy. I've got to have one. It's just a staple. We'll have the free to run tank tops and shirts. We'll have the water bottles, magnets, decals. Just a big variety of everything. So you'll definitely want to do some shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a compliment yesterday with the new blue Run Local pullover hoodie that I have.
Yes.
They're brand new. So I think we just showed them last week, and the blue is just such a pretty blue color.
It is.
But it's going to look great on girls and boys. And the inside of it is super duper cozy.
Yeah, so. It is super soft. Yeah, very warm. Okay. Snacks and drinks, food. What do we have available?
Yeah, the farmer's market's going to have a lot of stuff. So we're not going to overdo it on our end, but we will have some snacky stuff that you can grab when you finish and some water available, but definitely bring cash and card for those local vendors.
And how about our race sponsors who that we haven't mentioned yet? Do we need to thank for partnering with us this year to help make this possible?
Yeah, Asheville School, they are an annual partner. So they support every single one of our races that we own throughout the year. So a special thank you to them, the city of Hendersonville, for just being open to us having this event in Hendersonville this year and switching it up and having it be part of the farmers market. We're really excited to just be part of this whole experience in Hendersonville in the fall. Fleet Feet, want to thank them for the gift certificates. That's great that we're able to offer that. And then Hunter Subaru, I can't mention Hunter Subaru, I don't think enough. They support local running, moving our community in so many ways, and just so grateful for them again to help be a presenting sponsor, which ultimately helps pay for the things that we have to pay for a race to have it happen. Very grateful for them.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, we definitely are very grateful and appreciative for all of our sponsors and partners.
Yes.
Okay. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else you can think of?
I'm just so excited for this race. I cannot wait to see it happen at the farmers market. So I can't wait for October 22nd. Bring your friends, bring your family. It's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm always up for something new. So excited to try it out, see all the sights and the smells and everything. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope to see you soon, and happy Halloween.
All right. Thanks.